You're now free to move about India.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. When people have more money, they tend to fly more. In India, the middle class is getting richer, and that's why the country's airline industry is booming at a rate of 25 to 30% a year. Today, Indian Airlines announced a deal to buy 43 jets from Europe's Airbus. Total cost, $2.5 billion. The state-owned carrier has been having some trouble with low-cost airline competition. That sounds familiar. India confirmed its first case of bird flu over the weekend, so health officials have decided to kill almost a million chickens. No human cases yet, but as Miranda Kennedy reports, the country's generic drug makers are preparing for the worst.
Indian generic drug companies provide cheap HIV treatments to patients all over the developing world. Now those same companies want to make a cheap version of the possible bird flu drug Tamiflu, but Roche, the company that holds the patent, isn't interested. Amit Sengupta, who studies patent issues, says that might change now that bird flu has reached India.
Tamiflu becomes an important drug if human cases do rise, then generic versions will become extremely important.
The Indian drug makers say they can sell a 10-pill treatment of Tamiflu for $20 compared to the usual $60. The next step depends on whether the Indian government will break the patent and let its own companies manufacture the drug, despite U.S. pressure. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
You just can't stop Mardi Gras. New Orleans kicked off the world-famous party over the weekend, and yes, they're still serving hurricanes. But things are a little different this year. Mardi Gras is 8 days instead of the usual 12, and for the first time in its 150 years, there are corporate sponsors. The Harrah's Casino in New Orleans just reopened, and tonight in that other great party town, Las Vegas, Harrah's is throwing a bash. Elton John, Celine Dion, and Jerry Seinfeld are on the bill. As Amy Scott reports, the party's a benefit for the company's New Orleans employees.
More than 9,000 people who worked for Harrah's Entertainment were displaced by Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. The company won't say how much it hopes to raise tonight on their behalf, but tickets range from $100 to $100,000.
It's very unusual. Companies usually are doing things that benefit a homeless shelter or a school, but not their own employees.
Stacey Palmer edits the Chronicle of Philanthropy. The hurricanes inspired a wave of corporate charity. Harrah's spokesman Alberto Lopez says it's in the company's own interest to help displaced employees get back on their feet. He says Harrah's struggled to staff the casino it reopened in New Orleans last Friday.
It's an absolute business imperative that we get back on track and continue to be good members of the community.
Harrah's will give some idea just how back on track it is when the company reports earnings later this week. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Traders sold tech stocks heading into the long holiday weekend. The Nasdaq lost 12 points, 0.5%, to close at 2282. The Dow only dropped 5 points, a very small percentage, to 11,115. The S&P 500 was off 2 to 1287. Today, oil prices are headed back up. There's more trouble in Nigeria. You're listening to Marketplace. The first baby boomers turned 60 this year. That should be a wake-up call for businesses. 76 million of them will retire in the next 2 decades, and there won't be enough younger workers to fill their jobs. Here's Janet Babin.
This week, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and 19 other business groups plan to form an alliance for experienced workers. It will encourage businesses to attract and retain people over 50. The Chamber's Jan McGill.
When people thought 65, you were old, and that was it. You were non-productive. I mean, today's 60-year-old is yesterday's 40-year-old in reality.
McGill says mature employees have the knowledge and experience that businesses need. And because 1 in 3 workers will be over 50 by 2010, most businesses will have to hire them anyway. The alliance is urging industries to offer flex time and telecommuting options that appeal to an older workforce. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Which comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Medtronic, celebrating National Heart Month by encouraging Americans to take action to reduce their risk of heart disease. Medtronic, on the web at Medtronic.com. and by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Last week, just a mammoth deal on Wall Street. Merrill Lynch and BlackRock said they're merging their money management groups to create one of the world's largest. It'll be handling almost $1 trillion. Here's my question for you, Alan Sloan. I know it's a lot of money, but please tell me why I should care about this deal.
Well, if you own stock in BlackRock, you should care because you should be running around celebrating. If you have a Merrill Lynch account, and a zillion people do, it's at least nice to know that Merrill Lynch, which has done, I think, pretty much a terrible job running its mutual funds, is now turning them over to people whose goal is to make money for the shareholders, as opposed to Merrill Lynch, whose primary purpose in starting the funds was to have something to sell to make profits for itself. But there are actually, in addition to the factors I've mentioned, there are some interesting lessons we might draw from this and have a little fun.
Okay, for example.
BlackRock has a zillion mutual funds. What do you think the most successful investment BlackRock has offered has been?
You got me stumped. Go ahead, tell me.
BlackRock stock.
Really?
If you had bought that at the initial public offering on October 1st of 1999, do you know what you would have averaged a year in return? Substantially north of 40% a year.
40%?
A year.
Wow.
Actually, the best investment vehicle they gave you was their stock, which to me is highly amusing. The other thing is, we talked a few weeks ago about how the future for holders of long-term bonds is not particularly bright, and it looks like there's a bear market in bonds, right? Do you remember we had this discussion?
Of course, yeah. Talking about now is a bad time to get into the bond market.
Right, and one would also think that it would not be a spectacularly good time to buy the stock of a company like BlackRock, whose major business is running bond funds and managing bond portfolios. So what's happened here is BlackRock has managed to sell Merrill Lynch $10 billion of BlackRock stock at a premium price, and in the process gotten a whole lot of stock funds in return. You see, everyone's treating this as a great triumph for Merrill Lynch, and I'm not so sure it is.
Okay, so if I'm an employee at a company and I have money invested in 401ks, I know that Merrill Lynch handles a lot of mutual fund investing. Does this deal have any impact on me at all?
I suspect that in the long run, you'll be better off than you would have been had Merrill Lynch kept the funds to itself, but there's absolutely no way to tell.
All right, Alan Sloan, see you next week. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, Scott. Just tuck those bonds under your pillow.
Alan Sloan is the Wall Street editor for Newsweek magazine. He's back in a week with another edition of the Sloan Sessions. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
It's the price a real estate agent does backflips over.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.